Torrey, another strong showing for you guys at home. It is a seventh consecutive wins for you guys at home, so this is quite an impressive feat. What could be maybe the difference maker for you guys when you're playing at home?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's just comfort of sleeping in our own beds, being in our own facility. And I mean, it's a good stretch here, especially with no fans. I mean, they're important games for us, hunting for a spot in the playoffs. And we're just trying to take advantage of every game that we have at home.
Were you guys expecting a completely different kind of game tonight as it was on Wednesday night? Because tonight it was much more tighter.
Yep, exactly. We knew they were going to come out really strong. So we put a big emphasis on our start, and we knew it was a completely different game. We knew that it was going to be like this. It was a playoff game, pretty much 1-0, pretty much the whole game. And it's a classic playoff 2-1 game.
I really thought that you were supposed to be strictly a shutdown defender, but you've been really involved much more offensively, and you're having results as well. Was it a way for you to set yourself foot in this dressing room, and afterwards maybe involve yourself a little more offensively?
Yeah, I think I'm just trying to build confidence every day, whether it's a practice or a game. And I think my game's coming along right now, and just talking with the coaches and the staff, and they're instilling me with some confidence, and I'm just trying to help out any way I can. And it's nice to get on the score sheet, even though it's not really, really my game. But I think my confidence is growing right now, so I'm going to keep going.
How big was that goal from Brendan Baddock? I mean, he has been struggling offensively, but I know it's not especially his role to score big goals, but a big goal from a guy like him in the third period today was must have been really huge for you guys.
Yeah, I mean, 1-0 game. I mean, we were pushing for a goal hard there, and it's nice to see him get rewarded, especially that whole line today. I thought they were one of our better lines. They were buzzing the whole night, and it's really nice for him to get rewarded personally.
Thanks, Torrey.
Yep, thank you.
Finally, Chris.
Hi, Torrey. So how big was those back-to-back PKs that you guys killed?
Oh, it was huge. I think the game could have changed there a little bit, and, especially killing those off gave us some momentum to keep pushing. So, I mean, those are critical penalties that we had to kill off, and we did a good job.
And what kind of game are you expecting tomorrow against the Syracuse?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a lot similar of a game as is tonight rather than Wednesday. And I think we got to get home here and get some rest and get prepared for tomorrow.